What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back on a Hertz day, the WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and the champion Fritz, or at least the back on the right track Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
There we go.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good today, brother Spike. I mean, listen, we are on the winning side of things.
Oh, yeah.
Feels good to be on this side.
Where we're supposed to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks to our brother, Jackie Baseball. We'll get to him in a second. But we were off the air yesterday before the Phillies were able to salvage a win out there in San Francisco. The Bats woke up yesterday. Bryce Harper woke up yesterday. I'm feeling good, brother Spike. Jackie Baseball, you still on cloud nine? Holla at your boy.
Feeling good. Definitely feeling better this week than I did last week.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
For this show, we needed to restore order.
Yep.
And I was just taking my walk around Westchester, a lot of horns honking.
There you go.
Good job yesterday.
There you go.
And there's only one message. Order was restored.
Yep.
Order was restored.
Yeah. The job is not finished.
Not even close.
Job's not done.
Yeah. No?
Yeah. We're not going to take 2 weeks celebrating like a different show did.
No, we're head down onto the next one.
Yeah, yeah. We're
also one day from vacation.
Yes. And in fairness, we might do a little celebrating today. So
we have a few things to
say about the folks in the morning later on. By the way, if you would like to call about that, since we were only on for like 45 minutes yesterday, 215-592-9494 as Jack Fritz evens the score. So we are a couple weeks away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, and we have been trained over the last couple years to expect a dud. A couple years ago, a dud from the Phillies. Last year, with Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez, kind of like a dud as well, mm-hmm. even though Estevez was having a good year. But this per Matt Gelb at The Athletic today. This July, the Phillies find themselves in a familiar spot. They need bullpen help again. They could use another right-handed bat again. They have used mid-tier prospects to patch holes in previous deadlines, but they have taken a different tone this time. According to officials from rival clubs who have spoken to the Phillies as the trade landscape crystallizes, the Phillies, for now, sound more willing to trade bigger prospect chips for controllable major leaguers, especially a shutdown late-inning reliever. Mm. And to that I say, go ahead and do it. Now, we would all like everything, right? We would love a right-handed bat, and we would love a reliever. We'd all love all those things. But I am all in on them using top-level prospects for a shutdown late-inning guy. I think about the playoffs, and I think to myself about the playoffs. I can imagine. Look, I can imagine how they lose a game with the offense. I think we can all imagine that.
Yeah, but we've seen it.
But I can imagine Zach Wheeler going seven innings of one-run ball, and because we only have one reliable reliever, it blows up in the eighth or the ninth. So mm-hmm. If I'm going anywhere, first of all, I love the attitude that they're willing to trade high-level prospects. To get something, you got to give something, and that's how it works. And I am all in on them doing it for a reliever, Ike. All in. If I have to choose, that's where I'm going. I want them to go all in on a reliever.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thing. If you're going to give up one of these top prospects, then I need something that returns more than a year-to-year reliever. We know how relievers can be. You can be good one year, then you may not be as good the following year. Have the Phillies ever had a guy that they chose to have as their direct closer? The guy who's going to know?
Well, just the guy, what's his name? A few years ago, right?
Kimbrell?
Kimbrell, yeah.
Kimbrell got out of there for the first time.
Yeah, right. It didn't work out.
How'd that work out?
It didn't really stay there.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't had a guy since Papelbon.
Yes.
Your guy?
Yes. So my only point in saying that is, if I'm going to give up top-level prospects for a guy, then I want an everyday player, right? You talk about you can envision the team blowing a game in the postseason because of this bullpen. No, I can envision us losing a game 2-1, 3-1, because we didn't score enough runs in the postseason. As a matter of fact, that's more likely to happen than blowing a game, which they haven't done very often. And here's another reason why. Listen, I don't know what Rangers are going to be the second half of the year. Nola still has to come back. They still have an opportunity where they can mix and match some guys for the bullpen. They have no options as far as producing runs. They have no options on the team other you got to go out and get somebody. They can manipulate their starting rotation with these guys. Ranger has come out of the bullpen. If you want to put Painter in the bullpen, you could do that. You know, this idea that he's a starting pitcher and that's what he's been groomed to be. Yeah, that all sounded great 2 months ago when we didn't have as much information on Andrew Painter. Now we may just need that arm that gets up to 97, 98, 99 miles per hour. We may need him for an inning or two to get us through this postseason. And come on, man, a bat in the lineup does so much more for you. It just does. You know, you get a closer, I don't know how much that boosts the morale of everybody, but you get somebody that you feel like you got a chance to drive in runs, come up with big hits. Hopefully he's in his 27 to 30 year old range. We're going to have him for a couple of years, and that guy's going to be here for the future. That gets your juices going. That'll get the fan base excited. That's what I'm looking for, Jackie Baseball. I'm not going to say Mike Trout. I'm just saying, though, that type of acquisition is what I'm talking about.
All right. We can't trade for 2017 Mike Trout. We were aware of this,
two
right?
Home runs last night.
Yeah, great.
What do you mean great?
Hold on. 215-592-9494. If the Phillies are giving up, we're not Trout fishing. If the Phillies are giving up top-level prospects, do you want it to be for a shutdown reliever or an everyday bat? Fritz, where are you on that?
Yeah, so I saw that report this morning from Gelb, and I immediately got nervous. Like, I'm okay. I've gotten to the point of possibly giving up prospects for a player. But to give up prospects of that magnitude for a closer feels insane. I think they need a bullpen arm, 100%. But, like, I don't care they've invested $200 million in the lineup. Just because you invested that money doesn't mean they're great. You know, like just because the Castellanos is making that money, it's a sunk cost at this point. So I go get a real bat. Like an everyday player can impact every single game. Closer affects what, three games a week max?
That's not how the playoffs work. Like I agree with you from a full season perspective. From a full season perspective, I agree that an everyday player would give you more than a closer would. However, when I'm thinking about the playoffs, the truth is that this lineup is going to be like this no matter who we trade for.
Yeah, but you
like
can
unless
make it
we're
better.
Trading for Juan Soto or trading for one of the best hitters in baseball, this lineup's going to, we are living and dying with how this is. They're either going to be hot in the playoffs and they're going to hit, or they're not going to be hot in the playoffs and they're going to be cold. And even all these the bats that we're talking about are not changing the entire complexion of the lineup.
What a about closer, your boy Stephen Kwan?
Stephen Kwan would be great, but having a guy hitting 292 in addition to this lineup It's not going to change.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, he's a great hitter. I love Stephen Kwan. Look, to be clear, if they get both, I'm happy with both. But like, I would love an everyday player too. But if you're saying what is going to make a bigger difference in the playoffs, you can double how good the bullpen is by trading for a real arm. You can't do that with an everyday player. And the other thing, this is the last thing I'll say, mm-hmm. is you can choose when to put in that bullpen piece. So you can say, hey, here is a high leverage situation that sure. I need a shutdown. You can't do that with an everyday hitter. Like, sure. he's got to come up at that time. And I'm thinking,
understand. But what happens when it's a 3-run game and that closer can't be used and Sosa is up the bat? I mean, not Sosa.
Rojas
is up the bat, right? We got somebody else up there to bat as opposed to having that 290 hitter.
I just think there's
four times a game.
For sure. I understand a bigger picture, but when I think about the playoffs, I think that a closer helps them more than an everyday hitter does. I think this whole thing that we're scared of the lineup either going hot or cold in the playoffs, get used to it. It's not changing this year. I don't care who they trade for. It's not changing. It's going to be like this. And we just have to cross our fingers that the lineup produces.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
cross my fingers.
But you can get a closer.
With friggin' Joe Ross in a crucial playoff
Joe
game.
Joe Ross ain't pitching in a crucial spot. They're gonna
then
go,
who is?
They're going to go get a bullpen piece. But we're not investing the top prospects in a freaking closer.
Are you getting Mason Miller? Who are we talking about getting?
Well, there's Duran in Minnesota. Uh-huh. There's Class A in Cleveland. There's a kid in Baltimore, right?
Felix Bautista.
Bautista in Baltimore, yeah.
And he also mentioned Griffin Jacks, who I think is sick, but, you know, no one cares about Griffin Jacks here.
Yeah, no.
Just a guy that I care about.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. You have a choice. You're going to trade top prospects. Is it for a closer or for an everyday bat? And on the table, of course, and we will get to this today, is Fritz versus DeCamera 2 yesterday. It is 1-1 after a dominating performance from one Jack Fritz. I said no-hitter yesterday. It wasn't just a no-hitter. It was a perfect game.
Ooh.
8 up, 8 down, no walks, no hits, 5 strikeouts, 30 pitches, 22 of them strikes.
Mm.
Not bad.
Did he even get to three ball count? Did he get
no three ball counts?
No three ball counts?
Two ball counts.
Two ball counts. Last at bat was a 2-1 count.
Yeah.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Chad in Downingtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chad?
Down goes Hammer.
Oh, he
down
does.
Goes Hammer.
Yeah, right
down
where he should be.
Hammer.
Yep.
Sean, Jack, Fritz, the pride of the Chestmont, the pride of the PSAC, 8 up. 8 down, Miller Lights for Jackie Wheeler wins.
So, Jackie Wheeler, okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Chad. What was your, and I appreciate your happiness afterwards. I have to ask you what your confidence was going, truly, what your confidence in Jack was going into the competition yesterday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I mean, he was a pitcher in college, so it doesn't matter that Joe goes to fantasy camp and sees some arms from like the 1970s.
every couple of years. You got to rely on the younger guy there that actually played the sport. So
yep.
I had no worries going into it. And even all the talk with throwing strikes and whatnot, I actually think as long as he got through that first at bat, which he did, Joe was going to, he was going to get nervous and start swinging anyway. So
yeah, I mean,
thought, you know, going into it, it was great. And Jack did awesome.
Yeah, and it was sort of like we expected it was going to go in that Joe did not, the bat didn't come off Joe's shoulder in the first at bat. Uh-huh. Joe was going to force him to throw strikes. And when he threw the first, I think the first two pitches were called strikes. When Jack dialed in those first two pitches and those were called strikes, I was like, all right, this kid is showing up for us.
A lot of complaints about the second called strike in that at bat this morning from the morning show.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, he said it was high.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's first off, coin flip call. Glad it went my way.
Yeah.
Glad it went my way.
Yeah.
But a little much too much complaining about
One call.
About one call.
You know, if Joe had gotten on base twice,
right,
and they were looking at that one pitch in that one at bat that maybe cost him the game, he didn't get on base
at all.
He struck out five times. Like, you know what I mean? Every contact was weak contact.
Yeah.
There was not, he didn't hit the ball hard one time.
No.
Like, what are we talking about? One pitch. Shut up, morning show.
I actually thought he was too aggressive.
Swinging too much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
make him
work
early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have just let you throw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially the second and third at bat, we had a one pitch at bat and a two pitch at bat.
Yeah.
It let Jack off the hook.
Yeah.
Pretty easy in that
not
first.
Not a good strategy
inning.
There.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chad. Appreciate it, brother. 215-592-9494. Mark in Avondale. You're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Yo, guys. How's it going?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Mark?
Good, big W for the pitcher yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. You see the value of a pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So here's my move for the Phils. So, I mean, the A's have two players that we should go after. They got the closer, Miller, and the left fielder /DH, Rooker. We got the right-hand power. He's got 19 homers already. Miller's only 26 years old, and you have them both for a couple more years.
Yeah, I mean, Rooker's really a DH, though. I mean, he's a DH.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I do hear this, but we won with Lozinski, Pat Burrell, and Schwarber. The guy does play left field some. I mean, you put him in for seven innings, you D him up the last two innings.
And Burrell.
We need some.
Did you say Burrell?
Yeah, he said Burrell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hear you, man, but we've also got another DH on the team, you know, who really can't play the field. If everything was solid around them, I would say defensively, I would say okay. But on the left side, you've got Trey, who I know he's better than he was. He's still a minus, and he still makes me nervous defensively in the playoffs. Bohm, who has gotten better. Bohm, who is
plus defender.
But then
easy in
But then center fielder, you're gonna end up having Marsh playing center field, who's not a very good center fielder. You've got Castellanos in right field, who is I don't care what his wife says, and I don't care how many errors he has. He's a disaster out in right field. So I just think you have so many defensive holes. And you're putting Rooker out there. If you didn't already have a DH, I'd be with you. It makes me nervous trading for a guy who's also basically a DH.
So you think that team's worse than having Schwarber left and having Hoskins at first? I do not. We went to the World Series with that 3 years ago.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And then you're what? You're DHing Bryce?
Yeah, Bryce was DHing.
Is that what you're suggesting they do? Oh, you're not talking about trading for Hoskins now. You're talking about the previous team.
I'm just comparing because we have way better pitching now. And I think with Rooker batting behind, whether it's Harp, probably Harper in this case, I just think the lineup's so much better. I don't think we're going to get better than those two guys from the A's. I really don't.
Thank you for the call, Mark. What do you think of now? I haven't heard any whispers about Mason Miller this year.
It's costing you a lot.
A lot.
Again, I don't think they're going to move those guys. I think the A's, even though they're not playing, like they do have a new stadium to open in a couple years. I think they want to have they
do
in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and, like they do.
And Mason Miller still has like 4 years of control left, and he hasn't had a great year. But also, like they're pitching Sacramento, which is a horrible pitcher's park.
Sure.
And Rooker, you have Schwarber as a DH, and Rooker can like stand in the outfield. But like you mentioned, I mean, Castellanos can't move. Rooker can't move. Marsh is not a great, you know, defensive center fielder. So I don't know. Like in a perfect world where you didn't have to worry about any of this stuff, Rooker's awesome.
Yeah. See, I know you don't like Chapman, but I would go with a guy like Chapman. Still throws hard, right? Still throws hard.
I'm pro Chapman. Yeah.
I'll go with Chapman and then invest in the bat.
Yeah, but hold on. You want Bednar. Bednar and Chapman essentially have the same last couple of years.
Yeah, but Bednar's not a proven loser in the playoffs like Chapman.
He's never
is.
Been to the playoffs.
Well, that's fine, but I'd rather take my chances with a guy that I know isn't a proven playoff loser, a bad teammate, and this is just my supposition that
he's on PEDs.
Yeah, again, I have no, I did not, just to be clear, I don't want to get in trouble. I did not report that. I just went, when guys are 36 years old and all of a sudden are throwing like they haven't thrown in 5 years.
Has he tested positive?
Not yet.
Well, okay.
Do you want to wake up 3 weeks after the trade deadline, after you've traded him, and realize that he is also not eligible for the playoffs?
First, you report the Mets are cheating.
Well, look, I specifically said they weren't cheating. Well, I don't know that they're cheating. I just want somebody to take a look at it.
When do they stop testing?
I actually don't know that. I don't know. I don't know the testing rules. And by the way, I don't know if he is on PEDs. I want to be clear. I don't know if he's on PEDs. I just know that he has flamed out in the playoffs before. I don't think he's a good teammate, and I don't buy a guy in the second half of their 30s all of a sudden finding a new pitch and velocity that they haven't had in years. That's my only hit. That's my only thing there. I want if it's a closer, I don't want this. Let me just say real quick.
You could trade way less for Chapman.
Yeah, but their bullpen is horrible. Mm-hmm. I just want to be clear to everybody here. We're all nervous about their lineup. They've still scored more runs than the Mets. They're 6 in runs scored in the National League. Like, for all of the complaining about their lineup has produced.
But we watched this lineup.
I know.
It can be painful to watch at times.
It can, but they haven't had Harper for most of the. I mean, he's been there the whole year. So if you're optimistic that you're going to have a normal Harper, this bullpen.
Our boy is back. You see him yesterday?
I saw. It's one game. This bullpen, there is one reliable pitcher in the bullpen. One. And last year, we had 3, and that didn't even work out for us. We cannot go into the playoffs with the only reliable reliever being Kirkering. We can't. Strom has not been good all year. Tanner Banks has been good, but is an accident waiting to happen. Jordan Romano is a disaster. Yeah. And then everybody else is just a guy. Joe Ross is just a guy.
Yeah.
Taiwan Walker is clearly just a guy. They have one reliable reliever. You can't win a World Series with one reliable reliever.
I think we agree that they need help in the bullpen. Just like I think you would agree.
I would take a bat as well.
They would take a bat. Yep. I just think the bat is more important.
Okay.
That's all. You just reminded me how great our guys were last year.
Yes.
Until they got to the playoffs.
Yes, for sure. And by the way, it was a combination of both things last year.
Yeah.
They didn't hit, which is exactly what you're worried about. Mm-hmm. And then a bullpen that seemed close to the best in baseball just could not hold up last year. They choked. I mean, Hoffman choked. Strom choked. They all choked in the play. Estevez choked in the playoffs. Kirkering choked in the playoffs. And that's the only thing about Kirkering, even though he's the most reliable one, is that he feels like, and again, maybe I'm just guessing, he feels iffy on his head in the high leverage sort of way.
I think that's fair.
He comes and goes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you hope that he's a confidence guy. Like, when things are going well for him, he's in there, he's good, he's got a little swagger to him. Yep. When things aren't going his way, we saw it the other night. With the horrible at bat to Matt Chapman, he unraveled after that. Yep. And in his two postseasons, now one wasn't. I mean, I'm not gonna say it wasn't his fault. Obviously, he made the pitches, but in his rookie year, when he made the 5-level jump, he was a disaster in that Diamondback series.
I think the one thing that I am encouraged by is the report that they are willing to trade something of value to get something of value.
That's good news.
Well, that's encouraging as long as it's for a bat.
No,
as long as it's for a bat.
Or a closer.
Or a closer.
Preferably a closer. Look, we all want both, but preferably a closer.
A bat.
A closer. A real bat.
Oh,
by the way, hold on.
Yeah.
Byron Buxton. Got hurt during batting practice yesterday.
Awesome.
So just to let everyone know what my concern was, he got hit on the hand in batting practice.
I didn't even throw the ball hard in batting practice. How did this happen?
He's day-to-day with a hand injury from batting practice. So you can he's got a no-trade clause anyway. All right, 215-592-9494. If the Phillies are trading top-level prospects, you want it to be for a closer or a bat, and we will continue to talk. And tomorrow, or rather next, we will get deeper into Fritz versus DeCamera, and we will talk to Joe DeCamera's biggest fan, who I had a shouting match with yesterday. I want to make sure we're okay, Anthony, New Jersey.
It was entertaining.
And look, not going to hold. Keep him on hold for 4 hours today, Anthony. We're good. You don't have to call your lawyer. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.